Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Nightbass Amen Variation Method. If you make drum and bass, you already know the problem. One good Amen break can carry a track, but if you loop it too long, it starts to flatten out. The answer is not to chop forever. The answer is to think like a drummer, think like an arranger, and think automation first. In this lesson, we're going to take one strong Amen break and turn it into a full performance using filtering, saturation, drum bus movement, resampling, and a simple variation system. The goal is to keep the raw energy of the break, but make it evolve in a controlled way. That's what gives you that dark late night, Nightbass feeling. Moody, moving, a little gritty, but still clean enough to work in a proper D&B arrangement. Before we touch any processing, I want you to think in energy states, not fills. Ask yourself, is this section hiding, nudging, pushing, exploding, or resetting? That mindset makes the automation choices way easier. We are not trying to make every bar exciting. We are trying to shape a believable arc. Start by dropping your Amen source into an audio track. Pick a break that already has character. A little grit, room tone, or dust is actually good here. If it's too clean, you'll spend more time trying to fake personality later. Turn warp on and set the clip up carefully. For this approach, try to make a clean two bar loop first, even if the actual break is shorter inside that space. Keep the transients aligned enough to feel solid, but don't over-quantize it into something robotic. The charm of the Amen is in the pocket. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM for classic D&B, or a little lower if you want a more spacious roller feel. Once the loop is playing, listen for the natural swing of the break. That swing is the foundation. We're going to enhance it, not replace it. Now build a simple processing chain on the Amen track. Use stock Ableton devices so the workflow stays fast and repeatable. A good starting chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. You can add compression if you need it, but don't overdo the chain. The point is to make something you can automate, not to finish the sound right away. On EQ8, gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz if needed, just to keep sub rumble out of the way. Then go into drum bus. Keep drive modest at first, maybe around 5 to 15%. With boom very low or off. Use crunch subtly. After that, add saturator with soft clip-on and a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. Finish with utility, so you can control level and width as the arrangement changes. Here's a really important teacher note. Don't think of this chain as static. Think of it as a performance chain. We want it to move with the arrangement. So now we build the automation first map. For an 8-bar phrase, decide the movement before you start adding details. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be your darker filtered intro loop. Bars 3 and 4 can open up slightly, with more transient snap. Bars 5 and 6 can introduce more grit. Bars 7 and 8 can deliver a fill or release into the next phrase. That's the whole game. Small changes, placed with intention. Automate the auto filter frequency, drum bus drive or crunch, saturator drive, utility gain, and if you want extra movement, a short echo or delay send for transition tails. The idea is to use automation like a drummer would use dynamics. Not every bar needs a dramatic change. Often, the strongest D&B movement happens every two bars, even if the listener only feels it subconsciously. For your first variation, duplicate the Amen so you have a second version to work with. This is your darker Nightbass loop. Keep it relatively restrained. Put a low pass on it somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz, depending on how bright the source is. Keep resonance low, around 0.7 to 1.5, so it doesn't whistle or poke out unnaturally. Then add a little drum bus drive, maybe 6 to 10%, and if the loop starts feeling too soft, give the transients a little lift. If the processing makes it louder, trim utility gain back by 1 or 2 dB so the comparison stays honest. Automation is easier to judge when the level is controlled. Now automate the filter opening over 2 or 4 bars. Start darker, then slowly open it toward the end of the phrase. That little movement keeps the groove alive without making the break feel busy. This is a classic roller move. The listener hears the same break, but the mood changes underneath it. At this point, resampling becomes the secret weapon. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Record the processed Amen while your automation is playing. Capture at least one clean 2-bar variation, one 4-bar version with a fill, and one heavier moment with more drive. This is where the method really starts to lock in. You are printing the interaction between the break, the processing, and the timing into audio. Resampling matters because it commits the vibe. Instead of endlessly tweaking live automation, You create audio artifacts you can actually arrange. That's a big part of Darker Jungle and DNB workflow. It feels more deliberate, more confident. Once you have the print, listen carefully. Check for harsh cymbals around 6 to 10 kHz, low-end rumble that might fight the bass, and any transients that are now too sharp after saturation. Trim and clean the audio, and keep it locked to the grid. Now turn that resampled audio into a Varination bank. Make a few editable clips from it. You can do simple but effective things here. Remove a kick or snare in one bar, duplicate a ghost note into the lead-in, reverse a short tail before a snare, or pull a tiny fill from the end of the phrase and place it at a bar line. These are small moves, but in DNB they make a huge difference. Think of your variations like this. One version is subtle, almost the same as the original, just darker or more filtered. One version is a fill version, with extra push into the next downbeat. One version is pressure, with more grit and a slightly narrower stereo image. And one version is release, a little cleaner and more open so the listener can breathe again. Keep one element untouched whenever possible. Usually that's a key snare or a ghost note pattern. That recognizable anchor keeps the variations musical instead of random. This is a really important intermediate skill. Variation only works if the listener still knows where they are. Now, before you get too deep into extra edits, check the relationship with the bass. Even if this lesson is focused on the drums, the drum and bass balance still matters. Use utility and EQ8 to make sure the low end stays disciplined. Keep the real sub mostly mono. If the break is crowding the bass, trim some low mid energy, usually somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. Don't just keep boosting the bass and hoping it works. Often the better move is to make the break leaner. A useful arrangement test is this: 8 bars of filtered amen with no full bass, then a 16 bar drop where the bass enters at bar 1 and the amen opens gradually by bar 5. Then at bar 9, switch to a harsher or more chopped resample. Then at bar 13, use a half bar fill into the next phrase. That kind of structure makes the drum variation support the tune instead of just showing off. Now let's talk about the Nightbiss atmosphere side of this technique. The mood is not only in the drums themselves, it's also in the space around them. Use echo, reverb, and filtering on returns or directly on the amen track to create motion in the background. A short, distant echo on transitions can be powerful. A small amount of reverb can smear the tail just enough to feel like late night air, without washing out the groove. A really practical move is to automate the echo send from 0 up to around 12 to 20% during a 2-bar transition, then snap it back, before the next downbeat. That gives you tunnel-like movement, but the drums still stay in front. As you arrange, keep the phrase logic strong. A good Nightbiss amen arrangement might look like this. Bars 1 to 4. Minimal filtered loop. Bars 5 to 8, open loop with one fill. Bars 9 to 12, heavier variation with more crunch. Bars 13 to 16, release variation leading into a bass re-entry or a new section. If you want the track to feel more DJ-friendly, make sure the most complex variation lands at the end of an 8-bar block. Not everywhere all the time. Repetition is not the enemy. It's what gives the listener something to lock into. The variation is what keeps that repetition alive. A couple of common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't over-automate every bar. Too much movement makes the break nervous and weakens the impact of the main hits. Second, don't make the amen too wide. Keep the core break centered and solid. If you want width, put it on atmospheres or high percussion layers, not the body of the break. Third, don't resample too early. Get the first loop feeling right before printing. If the groove is weak, resampling just preserves the weakness. Another good tip: use clip gain or utility gain before heavy saturation, not just after. A small push into the effect and then a controlled pullback can create a better lift than simply cranking distortion. Also, if the hats start sounding harsh, trim the top end a little or reduce saturator drive and use drum bus transients for punch instead. In DNB, clean aggression usually beats messy aggression. If you want to go a bit further, make one clean resample and one dirty resample. That contrast is incredibly useful. The clean version can hold the groove. The dirty version can hit hard in drops or fills. You can even build a density contrast pair from the same automation pass. One with space, one with more internal chops. Alternate them every 4 or 8 bars and the arrangement suddenly feels much more alive. A few advanced variation ideas are worth trying once you've got the basics. You can slightly nudge selected hits early or late to create a micro timing drift version. You can exaggerate ghost notes for a pre-drop lift. You can layer a short transient under one resampled loop to reinforce the snare or kick. You can reverse just a tail before a snare instead of reversing a whole hit. Small moves like that feel sophisticated without becoming messy. When you're done, commit the best clips and organize them clearly. Rename them something like Amen Dark Loop, Amen Fill Print, Amen Crunch. Color code them if you like. If a printed version sounds better than a live automation pass, trust the print. Indeed NB, printed audio often sounds more decisive and more musical than endlessly edited live processing. For practice, try this. Load one Amen, automated over 4 bars using only filter frequency, drum bus drive, saturator drive, and utility gain. Then resample it and make 3 variations, one darker, one heavier, and one with a fill. Arrange them into an 8-bar loop and do a quick mono check. No extra drum samples. No distractions. Just one break, shaped into a convincing performance.